Peter, I want to talk about your upcoming tours this summer, but first off, let's go back just a couple months. The 50th anniversary extravaganza that you took part in, played a huge role in fact, a while back for the Beatles. It must have been a real gas to be playing with all those folks and all those songs, and actually some very good interpretations of Beatles classics. Tell me about that experience.
Well, I first got asked by Ringo to, he was playing for his birthday, David Lynch had a charity thing to do with transcendental meditation for children in Los Angeles, and they were honoring Ringo, and he asked if I would be part of the band for that evening, and there were some various different people. Ben Harper came and did some Ringo songs. Then we did a few songs with Ringo himself. So that was the first thing that I was asked to do. Then right on the heel of both those, like within the next couple of days, I got asked to do the Grammys with Ringo and then also the 50th anniversary Beatles show. So it sort of snowballed from a couple of numbers to, in the end, I think I played on 19 songs in 1 week. So it was a complete set. It was very enjoyable. You know, it was one of those things that you don't believe you're actually doing. And we're backing up all these incredible artists. I mean, to play with Stevie Wonder has always been a dream of mine, and all these other wonderful players and artists that we got to back on that show. It was incredible.
Were there any songs, any of those Beatles songs that you had never played before, even if it's sitting around in your living room with a guitar playing? Did you know them backwards and forwards?
I didn't know them backwards. You think they're much simpler than they are. And then you start to get into them, and then you realize that they're very special, obviously. I think the one that I enjoyed playing with Steve Lukather the most, because we were playing George's part, acoustic part, was the Here Comes the Sun. That was really enjoyable to play. So, but that's just one. There were so many that we did that were enjoyable.
Yeah. Let's shift gears just a little bit for the music that you composed for Cincinnati Ballet last year. Did I read where you were recording that or have recorded it already?
It's recorded and it comes out, or as we say these days, it drops on June 24th. So, yes, it's coming out, Red Distribution, and with my own label, Phoenix Phonograph. We just came up with the name for that. That's my new label. That'll be coming out, and it'll be physically available as well as, obviously, mainly download these days.
Oh, excellent. We're catching up with Peter Frampton. Okay, tours now. This summer, you'll be doing another Frampton's Guitar Circus, which we'll get to in a moment. But coming up next month on the 22nd of June, according to my schedule, you're starting your tour here in Cincinnati.
That's a place
that I don't even think was built when you lived here. The Horseshoe Casino has sprung up since you've left, and it's gotten rave reviews as far as a concert venue. We look forward to seeing you there. Tell me about this thing you're doing with the Doobie Brothers.
Yes, and I think it was my vote that gave it the go-ahead.
I put it over the top.
Because I needed a place in Cincy to play.
You'll wind up being the house band there if you don't watch yourself.
Hey, I don't mind. That's fine. So we're going to be there with the Doobies. We're so thrilled to be working with them. I mean, I've played with the Doobies many, many times over the years. But this will be a real cozy tour with the two of us. And we're doing quite a few dates together. So really looking forward to coming back to Cincy and getting back out there.
And then later in the summer, as I mentioned, the circus, Frampton's Guitar Circus, is going to be out again. Now, looking back on last year's Guitar Circus, and I remember talking to you, it was either in midstream or maybe just before it started, you were really looking forward to it. What comes to mind as a highlight of last year's Guitar Circus?
It's like everyone asked, you know, well, what was the best guy? Who was the best guest? And it's very difficult because the caliber of people we had, from Larry Carlton to Vince Gill, Steve Cropper,
Don Felder.
The list just goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And so each night we either had one guest or two, depending on who could make it, as well as B.B. King possibly being the guest beforehand. I have to say, playing Hotel California with Don Felder was a highlight for me, because that's such a wonderful guitar piece at the end. But then again, you know, playing with Larry Carlton definitely kept me on my toes. I mean, what a wonderful player, completely different.
Yeah. What's in store for this year's version? Who are some of the guests?
We don't have that set. The main guest, our partner in the guitar circus this year, is Buddy Guy. So he obviously heard that it went well with BB. The next thing we know, his hand goes up. So we're very thrilled and honored to have Buddy Guy come with us and be part of the circus.
And as of now, that looks like it's going in August. In August once again.
Yes, it's towards the end, and it's mainly on the West Coast this time. We're not doing as much like the last time was the entire tour was the circus. But this time, we're just going to do a little bit of it just to sort of say, hey, look, this is going to come back. We're just not going to do it all the time, not every gig. We're still going to do other stuff as well. Whether we do it next year, I don't know. But this year, we're going to do some.
Hey, before I let you go, tell me about over the past couple of years working on the Humble Pie Live at the Fillmore record. I bet that was pretty gratifying.
Well, I think that Jerry Shirley and I, obviously the two surviving members of Humble Pie, it was an eye-opener listening to the tracks that we hadn't. Some of them I don't think we'd ever listened to because we knew what we wanted to mix by just choosing particular performances and making the one double album out of it. So hearing music that we hadn't heard or never heard, it was 42 years ago the time we mixed it. So it was incredible because we could have chosen any of them because they were, after 42 years of not hearing it and then going back and listening to it, the versions are completely different. Each night is completely different because of the ad-lib solos and the way Steve took it vocally. And yeah, it's very, very gratifying to hear. And it was wonderful to be able to use today's technology to mix something that was recorded over 40 years ago. And the sound quality was always there, but I believe that today's technology, we were able to bring out exactly what was there, and it sounds much better than the original.
Well, thank you to you and Jerry for doing that. That's very, very cool. June 22nd, Horseshoe Casino, along with the Doobie Brothers, our guest Peter Frampton. Thanks, Peter. Great catching up with you, and we'll do it again soon.
I'll see you back in Cincy soon.
Gotcha. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell. Won't you show me